The arrival of the Transocean Barents drilling rig in Lebanon's waters, expected between September and October, would mark a significant milestone in the country's quest for oil exploration. Its intended position, 70 kilometers from Tyre, approximately 6 kilometers north of Line 23 and opposite the Israeli Karish field, holds great potential for the exploration of Block 9 and the discovery of valuable oil and gas reserves. Successful findings would pave the way for Lebanon to establish itself as an oil-producing nation, as they would also protect its interests. Experts emphasize the critical role of the production platform, which will be established alongside the extraction operations. Beyond the significance of missiles and drones, this platform holds the key to safeguarding Lebanon's interests. To effectively utilize and develop this newfound resource, it is essential for Lebanon to maintain peace and stability along its southern borders. Similarly, Israel, focused on exploiting its own and more significant resources, is not seeking escalation. The logical expectation is that calm will prevail along the Lebanese-Israeli border, as desired by the majority of the Lebanese population and a group of political and party leaders who prioritize Lebanon's interests and sovereignty. However, those seeking to maintain control through the use of their weapons might not view this state of affairs favorably, knowing that it has been imposed de facto. Moreover, the newly established regional arrangements may diminish their role, thus prompting them to showcase their strength to local, regional, and international audiences. Their message implies that they will remain armed and that their role should be considered in any settlement. Nonetheless, given the evolving regional landscape, it seems that this message is rather directed toward Lebanon's internal scene, suggesting that decisions regarding war, peace, and the fate of the Lebanese people lie in their hands. They are determined to see their project through with the election of the President of the Republic, and they refuse to surrender or compromise at any cost. Of note, the current authorities are actively involved in the gas and oil issue as they strive to secure their share of profits. However, concerns arise from their absence during displays of force, including recent rounds, and in some cases, their participation and support for such displays. In these dire times, the Lebanese authorities should prioritize the country's security and economic stability and demonstrate their ability to address the situation. The powerful message conveyed by Hezbollah, highlighting the absence of a functioning Lebanese state, resonates not only in the Arab world but also globally. It speaks volumes about the prevailing conditions.